Thanks, Aaron. Yesterday afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call regarding a burglary to a shed at a residence on the end of Eggert Road in Eureka. Neighbors of the homeowner had armed themselves with firearms and were chasing the suspect. Officers met with the 37-year-old homeowner and his 19-year-old daughter. They also contacted the neighbors and directed them to stop chasing the suspect. The victims told the deputies the 19-year-old woman was home alone when she heard their dogs barking in the backyard. When she looked outside to see what was occurring, she saw a man, identified now as 44-year-old Jack Matthew Roy, walking around the backyard of the residence trying to figure out how to bypass the barking dog. She then saw the suspect go towards a wooden shed in the backyard where the family was drying medical marijuana. Following the clues, the deputies went to the suspect's residence at the 6100 block of Walnut Drive nearby, and that's where they arrested Jack Matthew Roy. Reports indicate he was hiding under his bed in the residence. Roy was arrested for burglary and violation of probation and booked into Humboldt County Correctional Facility. He's being held without bail. He was already on probation for burglary. The North Coast is going to have rough weather this weekend for Humboldt County. Periods of rain will continue on today, heaviest earlier in the morning and again this evening as a strong cold front moves through. There will be a slight chance of thunderstorms this evening. Watch for minor flooding of the low-lying areas. It's all that and more for Brookings, Southern Oregon area. In addition to the rainfall, residents can look forward to some possible flooding, an additional 1 to 2 inches over the entire area, with 2 to 3 inches possible in the mountains. Tomorrow, the city of Arcata will take another step toward energy efficiency by replacing 28 high-pressure sodium lights with LED street lights in the Valley West area. The project is funded through the American Recovery Reinvestment Act and the California Energy Commission in partnership with Pacific Gas and Electric. Each year, the project could save $2,100 in energy costs to the city, with an additional $217 in savings and maintenance costs annually. For some, St. Patrick's Day brings Irish luck and celebration. For the California Highway Patrol, the holiday places an emphasis on enforcement for impaired driving. We encourage St. Patrick's Day revelers to be responsible in their celebration and designate a non-drinking driver who can provide a safe ride home, says CHP Commissioner Joe Farrow. Designating a sober driver is one way to avoid an arrest for driving under the influence, or worse, getting into a collision. On St. Patrick's Day of 2010, the latest year that statistics are available, there were 119 alcohol-involved collisions statewide. That resulted in 2 people killed and at least 63 people injured. If the number of collisions is not enough to deter drivers who may be impaired, consider that last year on St. Patrick's Day, a total of 206 drivers were arrested statewide for DUI. So please be careful out there. We have more news. It's right after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Humboldt County youth are invited to participate in a multimedia contest to help promote bicycle and pedestrian safety. The contest is being coordinated by the Humboldt County Bicycle and Pedestrian Safety Program, which is run by the Department of Health and Human Services Public Health Branch. The contest is open to 2 age groups, 12 to 19 and 20 to 26 years of age. Participation is simple. Individually or with a group, design a 30-second television or radio commercial, then tie it together by creating a logo with a slogan. The content must be about safety. Messages should be targeted to bicyclists, walkers, and/or motorists. It is natural for children to explore their surroundings. Unless they're getting under the kitchen sink or into the medicine cabinet where hazardous chemicals and medicines are kept. As National Poison Prevention Week approaches next week, Safe Kids California reminds parents to make sure they store those hazardous materials, such as medication, out of their children's reach. Because each year, unintentional poisoning is the cause of death for approximately 100 children ages 14 and under. Poison control centers in the United States receive 1.2 million calls as a result of accidental poisoning of children age 5 and under. Nearly 90% of these exposures occur in the home, and 56% involve non-pharmaceutical products, such as cosmetics, cleansers, personal care products, plants, pesticides, and even art supplies. With the KIN essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.